You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Space, a final frontier.
Tune into Revealing Better Results on EPRN. Better yet, download the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network app at app.eprn.us. Don't forget to listen to all the shows on EPRN and tell a friend to listen in at www.eprn.us.
Welcome back to another episode of Revealing Better Results. This is episode 82, and I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's show is being brought to listeners by Dragon Digital Marketing, Exquisite Barista Services, and Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Listen in and tell a friend. Log on to eprn.us and share us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And today, we have a special guest on the podcast with us, Miss Monique Adimudia. Did I pronounce that correctly, Monique?
Yeah, it's pronounced Adimudia. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, you're welcome. Monique, you're the founder of Dragon Digital Marketing, and you're also a fellow podcaster. Well, how did you get started in digital marketing?
That's right. So I've always had a passion for marketing. Work as a marketer at a corporation before, so I was in corporate America, and Okay. Yeah, I got some experiences there and learned some great things, and I kind of always had this entrepreneurial spirit in me, and I wanted to start my own thing, and then I started my own digital marketing agency, Dragon Digital Marketing, so yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, I see you have many skills. And have you been able to utilize your multilingual talents to secure new business for your agency or, you know, push a project forward?
Right now, I'm just operating nationally, so I haven't been working with international clients so far and haven't used my language skills yet. But, yeah, willing to do that, and it's definitely planned for the future.
Okay. And let everyone know which languages you're fluent in.
Yeah, so I'm fluent in English and German, and I also have some basic knowledge in French, so I speak a little bit of French, but I wouldn't call that fluent. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's still better than 99% of us out here.
Right.
Well, this year's been pretty rough for most businesses in any sector. And how have you been able to continue to grow in the current business environment?
Yeah, I guess I'm in a very lucky space. Digital marketing is super requested. And because of all the crazy things that have been going on this year, a lot of businesses needed to pivot and become more digital and build an online presence. And really, you know, focus on social media or get a website if they didn't have a website before. So those are all things that we do and that I and my team and my agency help people, you know, to get started with. So, yeah, I guess I'm in a lucky position, and that's why I've been able to grow during this time as well. It's all about helping people out.
Right. Okay. Well, you mentioned on your site that you like math and you like coding. Do you enjoy putting together sites and apps more than interacting with the clients?
Oh, I do both. I'm a little bit involved in everything. I like every aspect of running an agency. Yes, I'm really enjoying the process. I also have a web development and web design background, so I do know how to code. And I very much enjoy putting together custom build things like websites, web-based applications, and designing it and making it look pretty and, you know, really making it super, super custom and personalized. But obviously, we also work with templates and, you know, whatever fits a client's needs, we can do that. But I'm definitely a nerd when it comes to that, and I like math and things like that as well. But I also like communication and really building relationships as well.
Okay. That sounds great. That sounds great. With your business, do you get a chance to travel at all? Have you traveled? I know that we have the pandemic going on, but have you had a chance to travel this year at all?
We try to do everything remotely that is possible, and that's pretty much everything. So we haven't been traveling much this year. So, yeah.
Okay. So with everybody going digital and, you know, people working remotely, how has that affected your business and your brand image?
So for Dragon Digital Marketing, we're all about digital, right? We're about digitalizing every process, and there's a digital counterpart to every traditional analog thing. For example, like you receive letters in your mailbox, the digital equivalent to that would be email, receiving mail electronically and so on. A website functions as a digital storefront for businesses and so on. So there's really digital counterparts to everything. And that's what we really, you know, focus on.
Okay. Now, what would be some of the next steps toward expanding your business and your audience reach?
Really trying to become omnipresent and expanding into different channels. That could be, you know, starting being active on a new social platform, or, you know, starting the podcast. Our podcast is still fairly new as well. So, yeah, always looking for opportunities to expand.
Okay. Well, do you find yourself in these days doing more blogging or doing more podcasting or combination?
These days I'm doing more podcasting, yeah.
Okay. Well, what's the main goal that you're looking to reach with your agency for next year?
Yes, we just want to expand and grow and just be more present everywhere and raise more awareness about the brand and just be more present in people's heads about who we are and what we stand for and what we do, and really build a reputation and become an authority in the industry.
Okay. Now, where do you see your agency going in the next 2 to 3 years or even 5 years? Where do you see the digital marketing industry headed in the next 2 to 3 years or 5 years?
I see it becoming more and more important, and I definitely think that in the future, even in the closer future, like you said, 3 to 5 years, there will be no way around being digital and having at least some digital components in any business, because that's just how the world is moving right now with COVID and everything that's happened. You need to have an online presence at some point to be able to be in business and stay in business and be successful, and you just have to move with the times.
Right. Exactly. Well, is there any special thanks or people you would like to shout out today?
Oh, no, not really. Thanks for asking, though.
All right. Well, it's been great having you on the show today, Monique. I enjoyed expanding the digital marketing conversation, and hopefully we can have you on Revealing Better Results again. And thanks, audience, for tuning in, everyone. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and you've been listening to Revealing Better Results on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Have a great week, everyone.
Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.